Welcome to this week's Golf Betting Show with Steve Bamford from Golf Betting System. I take it that you are well. We've got the European Tour's marquee event this week, the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth, the home of European golf. Naturally, Rory McIlroy is over here defending the title that he won last year after Thomas Bjorn's total famous breakdown on the Sunday afternoon. We've also got the Crowne Plaza Invitational over on the PGA Tour that's being frequented by a couple of players you'd probably expect to be at Wentworth, one being Ian Poulter, who's obviously famously said he doesn't want to play at Wentworth as the course doesn't suit. You'd expect Poulter, actually, wouldn't you, to be very motivated this week after the abuse that was dished out when him and Ricky Fowler were supposedly the most overrated players in world golf. You've also got Paul Casey playing, who you'd expect to be at Wentworth, but obviously he's now turned full-time PGA Tour, and Louis Oosthuizen over in Texas as well in Fort Worth at the Colonial Country Club. But undoubtedly, we've got 10 minutes to go through the BMW PGA Championship, and I'll tag a little bit of the Crowne Plaza on at the end of the show. Okay, Paul Williams has been typically studious in his work around this week's European Tour betting preview. The West Course at Wentworth, originally designed by Harry Colt in 1926, but naturally we had the Ernie Els redesign in 2010. A very classical golf course. It's a par 72 these days, 7,302 yards, so it isn't overly long. Features bent grass fairways, also features rye and fescue rough. The greens are colonial bent grass. And as you'd expect in Surrey at this time of the year, the greens will be particularly slow at 10 on the stimp. Very, very receptive. And you can see why Rory McIlroy obviously did well there last year. He loves receptive greens, as we saw at Quail Hollow last week. Now, the course itself, you don't have to be studiously accurate off the tee. I mean, it's tree-lined, so it does help if you can find plenty of fairways. But what you do need to do is an exceptional approach player. Greens in regulation around here are very, very important. Let's take you through the last five winners and their greens in regulation numbers. McIlroy was 22nd for greens in reg. Manassero was 4th. Donald was 10th. Donald was 3rd in 2011. He's obviously won it twice. Simon Kahn was 1st. So actually, McIlroy at 22nd, and you wouldn't expect this, was actually the weakest of the five most recent winners. What he did do last year was putt at 1.65 putts per GIR, which was 8th in the field. So you need to be the kind of player that can studiously hit plenty of greens, because the bunkering is very, very tough around the West Course, and also it's never easy to get up and down. Okay, let's take you through Paul Williams' published predictor model for the week. Okay, so we've got at 10, I'll take you through the top 10, Danny Willett, 40-1 at Bet365. 9 is Jimenez, 80-1 with William Hill. 8, Lee Westwood, 33-1 with Coral. 7, Brandon Grace, 45-1 with William Hill. 6 is David Howe, 60-1 with William Hill. 5 is Luke Donald, 33-1 with Bet Victor. 4, Francesco Molinari, 30-1 with William Hill. 3 is Thomas Akin, 80-1 with 888 Sport. 2 is Justin Rose, 10-1 at Skybet. And number 1 is Rory McIlroy, 11-4 with Skybet. So that's McIlroy, Rose, Akin, Frankie Molinari and Luke Donald making up the top 10 of this week's published predictor model. Don't forget, you can come to Golf Betting System. Just type that into your search engine of choice. Also, Golf Betting Tips, you will find us. Come and build your own tailor-made predictor model, totally free of charge, and there's loads and loads of stats there in terms of current form, course averages, first round leader, top 20s, plenty of stats there to get stuck into. Okay, Paul is actually going for, in terms of his betting preview, the following players. It's interesting here to actually look at the winners' prices over the last 5 years. Simon Kahn was 200-1 in 2010, completely off page. Then we had Luke Donald 15-2 in 2011, Luke Donald 8-1 in 2012, Matteo Manassero 66-1 in 2013, and Rory McIlroy 14-1 in 2014. So effectively, you've got a lot, you know, Manassero, Donald, not the longest in town. Khan was completely off page. So, you know, McIlroy's win here 12 months ago pretty much went against the grain. And McIlroy has said in the past that here and Sawgrass kind of courses that really you need to be patient on, not outright attack. And that goes against McIlroy's natural instincts. So to win here last year was a major coup for the world number one. Now, it's worth pointing out a couple of promotions this week at Wentworth that are really key for punters. 888 Sport are going treble the odds for new customers on your first bet on any player at the BMW PGA Championship. Maximum stake is €10 or pounds. So you can basically triple your odds on your first bet with 888 Sport at the at Wentworth this week. Tempting for Rory McIlroy, or to that matter, Justin Rose supporters. I know that Rose has been backed in heavily to 10-1. On top of that, Bet365, Betway, Stan James, Ladbrokes, Paddy Power, Sky Bet, Toksport, Bet Victor, and Betfred have all gone six places each way. It's also noticeable this morning, this is Wednesday morning, that Coral and William Hill, who have both gone five places each way, have pushed out their prices on most of the favoured players, excluding, you won't be surprised, Rory McIlroy and Justin Rose. So who has Paul gone for? That's the question, isn't it? Paul's gone for the following players. Don't forget Golf Betting System to read his full betting preview. He's going Justin Rose, 3 points the win at 10-1 with Sky Bet. He's also going Danny Willett, 1.5 points each way at 40-1 with 365. Both of those players have been backed in from overnight. Rose was at 11s, Willett was 45-1. Then next up, Richie Ramsey, 1 point each way at 66-1 with Boyle Sports. Tommy Akin, who's been tipped up by both Paul Williams and Palmer in the Racing Post, he's been backed into 1 point at 66-1, and Paul's going 1 point each way, 66-1 with William Hill, that is, on Tommy Akin. Miguel Angel Jimenez, 1 point each way at 80-1 with Boyle Sports. And finally, Paul's going for an outsider. Soren Kjeldsen plays really well around here, an Ascot resident, plays a lot on the golf course. Soren Kjeldsen, 1 point each way at 225-1 with Bet365. So that's Kjeldsen, Miguel Angel Jimenez, Tommy Akin, Richie Ramsey, Danny Willett, and Justin Rose. Okay, we've got 2 minutes to quickly fire you through the Crown Plaza Invitational. Top 10 of the predictor model, Paul Casey at 10, 33-1 with Coral. Ian Poulter, 45-1 at 9 with Coral. 8 is David Toms, 150-1 with Betfred. 7, Martin Laird, 100-1 with Coral. 6, Rory Sabatini, 125-1 with Coral. Then finally, the top 5, Ryan Palmer, 28-1 with Bet365. Jason Duffner, 90-1 with Betfred at 4. Jimmy Walker, 20-1 with Bet365 at 3. 2, Zach Johnson, 14-1 with Stan James. And Jordan Spieth, 6-1 with Betfred. Okay, so that's Spieth, Zach Johnson, Jimmy Walker, Jason Duffner, and Ryan Palmer making up the predictor model top 5. In terms of my actual tips for the week, it seems to me that Crown Plaza, it's a pass at Colonial Country Club, par 70, tight off the tee, tree line, not in a million miles away in terms of its actual course layout. It's fairly similar to Wentworth in certain attributes. It normally plays quite firm and fast on the greens, but this year it's not going to because the course has been inundated with rain. It's going to play very, very soft. So who does that bring into play? Well, Jordan Spieth, when it comes to target golf. Spieth, the 6-1 favourite, has to be really treated with care this week. But I'm going for Ryan Palmer, 1.5 points each way, 28-1 with Bet365. I'm then going Paul Casey, 1.25 points each way, 33-1 with Coral. Charlie Hoffman, 1 point each way, 45-1 with Coral. John Sennon, 0.75 points each way, 66-1 with Coral. And Boo Wheatley, 0.5 points each way, 80-1 with Betfred. Those are my runners and riders for the Crowne Plaza Invitational. Thanks for listening to this week's Golf Betting Show. Goodbye.